be short today, okay? About 15 minutes. Just pay close attention and it will be 15 minutes. If you give me good attention, it will end early. Matthew 5:48. Okay, Matthew 5:48. Ready? Begin. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Amen. God's desire toward His children is perfection. God does not want a little change. God does not want a little better. He wants a total, complete transformation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the total and complete transformation can only be occurred in Christ alone.
Amen.
Only through His Son, Jesus Christ, it can happen. So as the scripture says, God wants perfection from us. It says, as your heavenly Father is perfect. So that is the standard. Father's perfection is a standard for our perfection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now how can we be perfect like our Father? Well, we can never achieve that perfection through our own effort, through our own strivings. There's no way. It is impossible to become perfect. But in Christ, it's possible because Christ is perfect already.
Amen.
Christ is perfect God.
Amen.
And that perfect God has entered into our being. Therefore, He is perfect and the perfect God has entered into our being. Now, the gospel is, the good news is, we can live like Jesus Christ. Because He lives in our spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Next verse. Let's read Ephesians 4:12. Okay, ready? Go. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. God's perfecting of the saints, the purpose of perfecting of the saint is what? It's for the work of the ministry. But the main ministry of what God is doing is the edifying of the body of Christ. God wants to see this body of Christ built up. God wants to see this body of Christ expand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 That is why I say, I plead with you, please come on time. Let's worship the Lord with our heart and soul and mind and strength.
Amen.
Because God wants to see this body grow and into perfection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My desire towards you is that you will meet small groups. And in that small group, you will edify one another through prayers, and through fellowship, through koinonia, by sharing the love of Christ. Not only small groups that you have the acquaintance, right, knowing each other, but I want that to be expanded to know everybody here who is here. Hallelujah. When you come enter the church door, that you will feel like your home. You will feel the love of God.
Amen.
That you feel like this is your big family.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That God wants to see the body of Christ to build up as to the standard of perfection. Okay? And I believe that God will do it.
Amen.
Starting from your spirit, that it will expand to your soul and expand even to your body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay, let's go to the next. And today's scripture, the point is, there are six things that God is perfecting in our life. There are six things. And today we're going to talk about the first thing, and that is love. That God wants to see perfecting love in the body of Christ. Now, 1 John 4:8 says, God is love. Let's read it together. Begin.
Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Talk to somebody. God is love.
God is love.
God is love.
God is love.
Amen. When this love of God comes upon us, Bible says, all fear will go out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are many people, even Christians, who have fear factors. Fear of the future, fear about my health, fear about my financial status, fear about my family, my fiance and all. There are so many fears. But you know what? Why they are having that those fears? Because lack of love. Now, no matter how much a child receives love from his parents, mother or father, this child cannot be satisfied completely. Why? The love of human being, okay, cannot reach to the standard of God's love. There are only two kinds of love in the Bible, and that is agape and phileo. God's love is agape. Say agape.
Agape.
Oh, good. God's love is called agape love. Okay? Now, agape is unconditional love. It's the greatest love, and it's the most powerful love that exists in humanity, in the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That agape love, we can only be satisfied when that agape love comes upon us. When the agape love comes upon me, and when that agape love is showing it through me, we call it philia. It's brotherly love. So when we love one another with the love of God, that is philia. You got it? Okay? Now, God is love. Only God is love. Only He has love. He is love. And He knows what love is. Other than God, no one actually knows love. No one has experienced the true love except God. So there's agape and phileo. Only those two kinds of love exist in the Bible. And in the world, we see eros love. Have you heard that phrase? Eros? Eros is man and woman kind of love. Okay? So, here's my wife. And when we love one another, that's eros love. You understand that. But that eros love is not perfect love. In fact, that eros love is very selfish love. Self-centered love. How many of you married? Raise your hand, you remember. You have your husband and wife, raise your hand. Okay. Sister Sang, are you satisfied with eros love from your husband? She is not satisfied. who else is? Now I don't want to ask Sister Margaret, because if I ask her, she'll probably say yes, because she got married not long ago. She hasn't experienced the love yet. She hasn't experienced the. Yeah, they're not living together. That's why they're just like, oh honey, I miss you so much. Oh, I'm dying because I don't see you. I'm not seeing you. The love is on fire now. Love is on fire. But when they meet together and start living together, she'll call me, Pastor Paul. I'm not satisfied. Are you satisfied with your love? Huh? With the eros love from your wife?
No.
She's not here. She could be honest because she's not here. I'll tell you the truth, brothers. Let me be honest. Now, my wife, when she gets sick at home, right? You know, she's very... How should I say?
Delicate.
Huh? Delicate? No. Okay. She gets sick. When she gets sick, I get angry. I'll tell you the truth. Also, this wording from the Bible, I got so used to it. I told you the truth. she gets sick often, right? So when she gets sick, deep inside me, there's discomfort. So I tend to get complaining. Honey, why can't you eat better? Honey, why can't you go out and exercise with me? Honey, why can't you eat medicine better? So I keep like complaining, right? You understand? Now there are two feelings when I say that to my wife. There are two feelings. Number one, I say that to my wife because I love her. I do love her, and I don't want to see my wife getting sick. Hallelujah. That's true. But there's another side of me. I don't want you to get sick Because when you get sick, I have to do the laundry, I have to clean it, I have to cook the rice, I have to prepare all this food, and I'm tired, and I don't want to do that. I want you to cook food for me, I want you to do the laundry. So I'm being very selfish. Isn't that true? I'm being very selfish. Man's kind of love, Eros kind of love, is selfish, is conditional. I admit it, that Eros love, it's not too faithful. It's not faithful at all. You know the story of Romeo and Juliet? Have you heard of the story of Romeo and Juliet? Yeah? Oh, Mido likes Romeo and Juliet. You're Romeo? Romeo and Juliet, you know that story, right? They really love each other, they're dying for each other, like they're on fire. Their love is on fire. But then I ask a question. Do you think Romeo would still love Juliet the way he loves her when the Juliet gets into a car accident and she gets really sick and she gets paralyzed from head to toe? Sitting on the chair, not cannot move. And just eyeball is moving. Do you think Romeo would say, "Oh, honey"? With Eros love, it is impossible. It's all conditional. It's a self-centered love. God wants to perfect our love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to transform that Eros love into agape love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 If you have agape love, guess what? You will never betray your own husband or your wife. With Eros love, you cannot guarantee. Nothing is guaranteed. When I counsel a couple, right, premarital counseling, before they get married, when they come, I counsel them like this. To a husband, when you love Jesus Christ more than your wife, and that agape love comes from God, it enters your being, and with that agape love, you when you love your wife, you will never betray her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because agape love is faithful. Agape love is perfect love. Agape love is powerful love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 But see, when you have that Eros love, and with your willpower, you say, you will never deny or you will never betray. I will tell you, 100 times you will fail. You cannot help yourself. So we need to pray to receive agape love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Because the real love is agape, not Eros. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So starting from today, my friend, starting from today, don't try to love your wife or your husband better with your own effort. Starting today, don't try to love your brothers and sisters with Eros love. With your human love. You cannot. The more you try, the more miserable you're going to become. You understand that? See, the more you try, the more miserable you're going to become. Instead of trying hard to love somebody, let it go. Instead, just receive the Father's love, agape love, and enjoy that love. You cherish that love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. When you enjoy that agape love, then that agape love will go out as a filial love to your brother and sister.
Amen.
And you will be more happier. You will be much better.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You see, let me just share one scripture that really describes what agape love is all about. Romans 5:8. Okay, Romans 5:8. Ready? 그거 내가 안 했나? 그것도 안 했나? 했어? 5:8. 아니, 없을 거야. 5:8. Ready? Okay, Romans 5:8. Okay, ready? Begin.
But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, what is agape love? God demonstrated His own love for us in this way. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now this is an amazing love. You know what this means? While we were still enemies, while we were still great enemies of God, God chose to die for us. God chose to die for enemies. Like us, when we were still sinners. Sinner means that we were enemy of God. Now, we didn't say to God, God, if you die for me, I'm going to change my mind and I'm going to put my trust in you. Now, we never say that. We never promised that to God. You know what I'm talking about? When we were still enemies, when we were still crucified, we have that unbelief, we have that hatred, okay, we have that idols, full of idols in our heart, when we're still sinners and we were blinded, God died, Christ died for us. This is unconditional. It was not conditioned. It was unconditioned. Amen. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, can you get this kind of love? Can you see the greatness and the faithfulness of this kind of love? What you and I, what we need today is to receive agape love. That love will perfect us. And the filial love will go out to your brother, to your sister, to your husband, to your wife. And there you will rejoice. And you don't have to suffer of the self-condemnation. Because the more you try with the Eros kind of love, you'll feel condemned. And say, oh, how wretched I am. Oh, how sinful I am. How lacking I am. But it's not about me. The gospel is not about me. Gospel is about Christ. Who He is and what He has done for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 All dear brothers and sisters, what we need this afternoon is God's love. And God is love. So what we need is God Himself. What we need is His Son. His name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We need Jesus Christ in our hearts. Romans 5:5. Romans 5:5. Now how do we receive? How do we receive the love of God? That's the question, isn't it? Because when we receive the love of God, then it's okay. We don't have to try to love. Naturally, we will love. Hallelujah. Romans 5:5. Ready? Let's read together. Begin. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have hope. We have hope in this hopeless world. We have hope in this helpless world. And that hope has to do with God's love.
Amen.
God's love is the greatest hope that we have. And God promises, God says, I will pour out my love into your hearts, into your hearts. If the love of God comes upon your mind, cognitively, knowledge-wise, it cannot change you. It cannot transform you. Nothing will be different. I'm not talking about cognitive love. The love of God has to pour out into your hearts. Because the heart is the wellspring of your life. Heart is you, is who you are. Oh, I see the need of God's love in your heart. I see that your heart is craving for God's love. I see your heart is lonely. I see your heart is helpless and disappointed because of the many things around you. But today, you receive agape love into your heart.
Amen.
You will be encouraged.
Amen.
You will be cherished and you will be strengthened. You will be empowered.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you can receive that love into your heart. Bible says, by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
There's no other way. You can receive love of God into your heart by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 Are you ready?
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, are you ready to receive that love?
Amen.
Into your heart.
Amen.
As you pray and say, Holy Spirit, I'm here. Just pour out your love as you in Scripture. Romans 5:5 promised. pour your love into my heart by the Holy Spirit. And you open your heart. Hallelujah. And the love of God will come and heal you and we will restore you.
Amen.
And you will see that love changing, transforming your life. Amen. And you don't have to try to love better anymore. But you will become man of love, woman of love. You will become a person of love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who is hungry for God's love?
Amen.
Who is hungry? Are you hungry for God's love?
Amen.
Stand where you are. Let's sing to the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. 그거 아닌가? 다시. Thank you, Jesus. We want you, Jesus. Just give me Jesus. Amen. Jesus is the Spirit and Jesus is love.